I want to bring into the conversation Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who's the author of The Black Swan, The Impact of the Highly Improbable. He's a distinguished professor of risk engineering at New York University's Polytechnic Institute and a visiting professor of marketing at the London Business School. He's on the line with us from upstate New York. Nassim Nicholas Taleb, thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you?
You describe black swan events as highly unpredictable events, but in a system where you ought to be able to expect the improbable as a matter of course. In the case of the financial meltdown, it seems as though risk management didn't really foresee the unpredictable. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I was a trader for 20 years, and for 20 years I've been fighting over the scientific arrogance. Everything, the risk management systems were built on pseudoscience. The techniques don't work. We knew that. Most traders knew that. Yet they were used as an excuse by people to take huge amounts of hidden risks. And they did that for a very long time. In my story of the Black Swan, I talk about surprises. And you have the story of the turkey. A turkey is fed for 1,000 days. On the 1,001st day, it's Thanksgiving minus two. The turkey's not fed. It's going to be a surprise. But it would be a black swan that is a surprise for the turkey. It would not be for the butcher. Okay.
Right.
So to me, what happened here was not a black swan. Okay. I wrote the book of Black Swan. And I'm saying, listen, it's going to be a black swan for the bankers. It's going to be a black swan for those risk pseudo experts. It's going to be a black swan for the taxpayer. But it's not a black swan for anyone who knows anything about these risk systems. They don't work. It's sort of like getting on a plane and seeing a pilot who's totally incompetent. You know the plane is going to crash. So it is so predictable. That was very predictable. A lot of people, including myself, have been warning people to no avail for a long time.
Well, why do you think there's so much resistance to that notion if you know in the end you're going to lose even if you gain in the short term?
Let me tell you why. Because there's a notion of moral hazard. They don't want to understand the point for the following reason. If you're a banker, you get bonuses every year. And look what happened. They get bonuses. Stanley O'Neill of Merrill Lynch got $160 million out of this. Now we're footing the bill, and he keeps his $160 million. So you have a symmetric payoff. The bankers make all the money, and when they lose the money, we pay for it. So it is exactly the opposite of socialism. People think it's socialism. People were telling me, oh, it looks like France. The banks are nationalized. No, the banks are not. It's the opposite.
The opposite.
The banks took over the government.
Right.
Okay? So, because we are nationalizing, we're privatizing the profits, where these people kept their profits, and we are nationalizing the losses.
Dan Ariely, what is the difference in Europe for you from the improbable and the irrational?
So, first of all, in my perspective, I think that the bankers clearly have the wrong incentive structure, as Nassim indicated. But I don't think they were doing it in a cost-benefit analysis. I don't think it was a thoughtful, deliberate way to mislead people. I think they were truly viewing the world from the biased perspective of their own glasses. They created models, and once they created these models, they start believing them. And we see this happening in every engineering, in every part of scientific endeavor. People create models, they start believing in these models, they believe them too much, they start looking at the world only from those tinted glasses that actually have their self-benefit. So I think they're not evil people, they're just misguided. But the other point is, the question is, what kind of system are we building? And I think a good analogy is to think about roads. You know, I don't know about you, but when I drive, I make a mistake about every 15 minutes. You know, go a little bit too much to the right, too much to the left, change lane by mistake, and so on. I hope my wife is not listening. but the thing is that we understand that, and when we build roads, we build them flexible enough so that people can make mistakes and still survive. When we build a financial system, it has no latitude for mistakes. We leverage. We take incredible risk, and it's equivalent to making roads that have zero tolerance, that the moment you make a millimeter to the left, you bang into another car.
And, Nassim,
and that, I think, is what happens.
And Nassim, on the scale of the global economy, when there's no room for error, it takes the whole planet down. And that's what you've said in your book.
Exactly. My problem is that the system was built in a way not to tolerate any mistake. It didn't have redundancy. That's the problem with globalization. It brings everything to its maximum so-called efficiency. So nobody has any cash on the side. People take maximum risk. And also the nature of risk they take, willingly or, I mean, the Dan Ariely thinks that they're not really doing it on purpose, that it just happened that way. But I think there's a combination of I think, misdemeanor and ignorance. But anyway, so they tend to take these risks that don't show on a daily basis, what I call hidden risk, classes of hidden risk. They take a lot of these risks. So they bet the ranch on no, and they tell you, look, my right. performance is not volatile. And sure enough, when you discover, when you make that mistake, it's always too late, so you don't have time to learn.
And we're the ranch. Well, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, thank you very much for joining us. He's the author of The Black Swan, The Impact of the Highly Improbable. This hour has gone way too fast.